From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, massacres at churches in Sri Lanka leave hundreds of Christians dead and injured on Easter Sunday from Muslim jihad terrorist attacks targeting the house of worship on the most holy day. But neither Barack Obama nor Hillary Clinton can utter the word Christian. Weird, huh? Two, the New York Times has finally begun its detox efforts when it comes to the fallout from the years-long Russian investigation. Yes, the old gray lady now admitting that the Steele dossier is full of holes and, in fact, maybe full of, well, outright lies. And further admits the FBI thought it was garbage, too. Say it isn't so. And number one, with the Democrats desperately trying to breathe life into the now debunked theory of collusion and Donald Trump working with the Russians, the question is anybody listening anymore? Are you? Or are you focused on more important things? Things like, well, what's for lunch? Or what do I do next for a new job? Yeah, important things. Not wasting all of your effort on this. It is time to talk about what matters to you. What matters to you? The Mueller report is out. And for most Americans, the ones not addicted to 24-hour, round-the-clock panel discussions and continuous, albeit pointless, coverage of every nuance inside of Washington, D.C., it's over. And it failed to show President Donald Trump or anyone in his orbit had anything to do with Russian interference in the 2016 election. It should be the end. But of course it's not. No matter how hard the Democrats try, however, to pump life into the Mueller report and try desperately to make it something it's not, America, for the most part, has moved on. People have a lot of things on their minds, but Russia isn't one of them. Here's what people in Michigan and the Rust Belt do care about today: the economy. An economic opportunity. Democrats I talk with find themselves in the awkward position of grudgingly praising the president and his success in this area. Now, the vibrant economy is noticed by tens of millions of people all across the nation, and no matter how loudly the left proclaims the middle class is disappearing, most people are smart enough to see that just isn't true. Anyone who goes out for dinner on a Friday night, or on a Tuesday night for that matter, is likely to find a full parking lot on a waiting list at any place decent. The parking lots are full at Kroger, Home Depot, Starbucks, everywhere. And that doesn't even take into account how many times the mailman and the lady from FedEx are stopping by each day to drop things off at people's homes. And if things were so bad here in America, why on earth are millions of people fighting to stay here while millions more are fighting just to get in? The truth is, things are pretty damn good and everybody knows it. Wages are increasing because of the simple basic idea of supply and demand. There's a growing demand for good employees in numerous places, creating a jump in paychecks. How many jobs are sitting open today because there just isn't anyone to fill the slot? Millions is the answer, and because of that, employers are being forced to dig deeper or simply go without. Wages do not need to be dictated by the government when the market is dictating an upward trend already. Abortion on demand matters. Elective abortion on demand is being rejected by Catholics in large numbers and by people of faith in general. Even Democrats who identify as pro-choice recoil at the idea of aborting full-term babies, or worse, deciding the fate of a child born alive after the fact. This kind of open barbarism and butchery really isn't appealing to anyone I've met and may in fact be the biggest issue of 2020. It's not widely discussed in the echo chamber media, but it should be because it's being discussed at dinner tables and water coolers in the heart of the nation. It's turning people away from the Democrats by the score. Trust me on this. And then watch the exit polling in 18 months to see what I was talking about. You're going to see this one plays out. Anti-Semitism is forcing a realignment of the Jewish vote in the Rust Belt and elsewhere. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar do not go unnoticed here, and their words are doing real damage to the Democrats. Anti-Semitism, and more accurately, anti-American comments are taking a serious toll on the left, whether they care to admit it or not. If they want to stop this hemorrhaging, they must stop tiptoeing around the issue and tackle it head on. The push for socialism on the left matters because it is so dangerous. It is soundly rejected everywhere except in big cities and, of course, on college campuses. But if you leave the Diag at the University of Michigan, you won't find much praise for such ideas. At least not here. I would guess the same holds true in places like Madison and Columbus. The far-left workers' Xanadu only exists in their fanciful minds because, in practice, it fails at a cost of millions of lives every time. People living in this country know it takes hard work to get ahead. If you're willing to work, you can do anything in America. And everyone knows that's still true. The Second Amendment matters, and a lot of union households and blue-collar workers are seeing calls by Democrats for gun bans and gun confiscation. They don't like it. They won't support it. And in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, millions will flock to the polls just to vote against it. I said it in 2016 and say it again today. The hunting and fishing crowd is a big key to victory for Donald Trump. The more that group is alienated by the left with copious talk of gun control, the better it is for the president's reelection bid. The border matters to people here. They can see what chaos looks like, and they know what a crisis looks like. They're not idiots. Many will support an influx of migrants, new migrants, in fact, millions, in fact, but only if they follow the rules to get here. They do not and should not support open borders or sanctuary cities or amnesty for those who broke the law in the first place without regard. They want law and order. And as an aside, they support the Border Patrol agents and they support ICE. And getting down to it, impeachment matters, but not for the reasons you may think. Impeachment matters because Democrats know that if another 2 years is wasted in this effort, they will suffer for it. The things they want to see happen, what Americans want, will never get done. Instead, the opportunity will be squandered. And if that happens, Democrats will be punished at the polls in 2020 if they are simply unable to admit they were wrong. Donald Trump was not a master spy for Vladimir Putin, nor was anyone else, and the nation is ready to move on. No red phone from Don to Vlad. Hey, Vlad, let's get together on this. We have this to make you finish the election. Whatever. Moving forward matters the most to people right now because people on all sides are simply worn out by all of this talk of Russia. They know it was not a factor in why Trump beat Hillary, and they're sick and tired of hearing about it. It really is time to move on. The new House is more than 100 days in office, and what has been done? What have the Democrats done with their newfound power? What has been put forward to address jobs, health care, the border, infrastructure, anything? Swing districts will be the whole show again in 2020. And right now, Nancy Pelosi should be worried because the voters in those districts aren't impressed with what they're seeing. And not one of those people is thinking, if only Hillary Clinton were president, it would all be great. Not one person is thinking, if only Hillary were president. There's not one out there thinking that. Which means Nancy has a problem because the kids, Tlaib, Omar, and AOC, are among that radical fringe group in the freshman class pushing for impeachment. And if they do, great. It'll be an abject disaster. And the Democrats will be punished at the polls if that's what happens. Donald Trump needs to focus on the future, on economic success, on the border, on the defense of life, on health care, and deliver a positive, pro-future, pro-America vision. And if he does that, he will easily be reelected. Bernie Sanders, not electable. Joe Biden, I don't know yet. He scares Trump more than anybody does, Joe Biden. He'll be getting in the race maybe this week. Then we'll take a close look. Beto's gone. He faded fast, huh? At any rate, you go out there and make something good happen. 75 degrees, beautiful day in southern Michigan today. 75 and sunshine. Yeah, this global warming thing's awful, huh? The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.